There are 719 public schools in West Virginia. 129 have school-based health centers, although note that some elementary middle or middle high schools share a center. Just over 30% of those, including Riverside High School and Bell, have mental health services.
I think it's a good thing because a lot of teenagers struggle with it. Like, everybody has a depression or something wrong with them. Like, they think that. And especially in adolescence, the way the brain develops and all that stuff.
That's Lillian Steele Thomas, a senior at Riverside. She has had, as she calls it, a tough life. Over the past 18 years, Lillian has lived with every relative who would take her in. She has also attended 6 or 7 different schools. She is currently living with her boyfriend's parents, the most stable situation, she said, she has had in a while.
Most of the problems, they end up going away after you get older, but some of them, they don't. And getting help young helps you not to have all kinds of horrible issues when you grow up.
Lillian has been diagnosed with depression and anxiety. She is one of 7 students I talked to from 3 schools who have had similar challenges. Most said having a therapist available at school is invaluable. 2 young women from Greenbrier East High School said they wish they had access to one, which they actually do, they just didn't know about it.
For many, many years, there was such a huge focus on academics with No Child Left Behind, so it was all about the test scores. And for many school leaders, they did not see the relationship between mental health and academics. But there are many, many research studies that shows that academics impact mental health and mental health impact academics.
That's Barbara Brady, school counseling coordinator with the West Virginia Department of Education. According to the National Alliance on Mental Illness, 1 in 5 children ages 13 to 18 have or will have a serious mental health condition. West Virginia currently has very little data about the state's childhood mental health, and none that was publicly available. Riverside is Lillian's second high school. The first did not have mental health services. I asked her if having mental health services available at school made any difference to her grades. The short answer, absolutely.
I have good grades now because I can study, but before I couldn't because it wasn't that great. Where I had bad grades, they believed that I wasn't a good student or a good person, but I was telling them I was having a horrible time, told them all kinds of personal things, and they pretty much told me to my face I was lying.
Lillian failed all her classes that first year of high school, except for the 2 that were graded based on participation. She said she thinks she was truant about half the time.
I just didn't feel like going to school anymore. What's the point if nobody cares? And my grades are bad anyway, and it sucks being home, but at least I can, like, go jogging or something, and I can't be in the house.
Being at Riverside, she said, is a world of difference. She feels more supported by both teachers and administrators, who in turn, she said, seem to feel more supported by having referral services available on site. The on-site services also mean she doesn't have to leave school for appointments or make up hours of work. She just shows a teacher her appointment card, then heads down the hall to the clinic waiting room. It's an envelope of support that for most of her life she hasn't gotten from home. Cases like Lillian seem like a success, but administrators like Brady are quick to point out that if schools are not creating an overall better environment for students, placing therapists in schools will not be enough.
It's critical to have those universal preventions, universal support, teaching all students the skills they need to succeed, teaching all students anger management skills, teaching all students conflict resolution skills, social skills, so on and so forth.
The idea is to slowly change the way schools think about mental health and behavioral support. It's not a one-size-fits-all prescription. Schools in Cabell County have very different challenges than schools in McDowell. These schools need to have programs available that they can pick and choose from that work for their school at this time. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from the Benedum Foundation.